the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 372, the real 372. The other one was not 72. So this is real 3072. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, on the third day of Kislev, Tavshin Tezvav. And the Rebbe begins with Shalom Ubracha. So the Rebbe said, I received your Pidyon Nefesh, your redemption of soul note, in a timely fashion. And I did mention you on the Holy Tzion, that's the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe with all the titles, for a Ksiva V'Chasima Tova. Apparently that was before Rosh Hashanah still, but Ksiva V'Chasima Tova. And the Rebbe says in a timely way, okay, so the Rebbe is answering his question. What do you have the question? Should he join the group that learns Chassidus in his community? Because he learns... He learns with a group, with a chabur, he learns Gemara, he learns the Talmud, he learns. And the one who teaches Chassidus in that group that he's talking about doesn't explain it well. He wants to ask the Rebbe, should he join that class in which the teacher doesn't explain it well? So, I guess, in order to teach the esoteric part of Torah, the Kabbalah or the Chassidus, it requires more than elementary knowledge, elementary explanation. You got to be more familiar with this stuff. A lot of people, in letters they wrote to the Rebbe, they were complaining they don't understand, it's too deep, they don't have a teacher, they don't have somebody, they explain it to them. So the Rebbe said, I have already said, which is based on the ruling of our holy Rebbes, of blessed memory, Zichron Livracha. And they add to it an example in order to explain and to emphasize more is in the Gemara in Shabbos, in Lamed Aleph, Sof Amud Aleph, page 31, the ends of side 1. So the Gemara says like this, if a person should have a kur chitim, kur is a measurement, a large measurement of volume of wheat, and he stores it in the attic. The Gemara says that the master told his servant, I want you to store the wheat for the winter in the attic. Now, the only way they could preserve the wheat in those days, that was there was no... refrigeration or things like that, but the way they would reserve it is they would take a small amount of chumtin, that's from the ground over there where it grows, they'd mix it into the large amount of wheat, and that would preserve it. So he asked the attendant who took it up to the attic, he didn't tell him specifically, go bring up a small amount of this chumtin, the preservatives. He just brought up everything. He didn't tell him. So he asked him, did you? He asked him later on, did you also bring up the preservative? So he said, no. So he said to him, you'd better off not have brought up. You went through all the trouble to bring up all the wheat over there. It's not going to last. So what's the point? So you'd better have not bring him. So if a person is just learning the revealed part of Torah, which is compared to the wheat, and he doesn't spice it up with the inner part of Torah, so we tell him you have to bring that, you have to infuse your learning with the Pnimis HaTorah, with the Chumtin. And otherwise, there's an expression the Talmud says of there, which is a very sharp and a very out outlandish kind of expression, you better not bring it up altogether, as if to say that you might as well not even study Torah if you're not going to do the extra learning, which is something which is so very, you know, very strong. So the Rebbe says it's understood that even though that there are some people, and there's also Tamid Chacham, who don't go and they don't look at this saying of the sages, that doesn't change anything. So the Rebbe says, there's no point in going into long, this is obvious. And the Rebbe says, yes, you better join the group that is learning Chassidus. If explains it well, it doesn't explain it well, you should be there. Anyways, the Rebbe says, here we're describing this, the little amount, the Kav of the Chumtin, and we say that is the teaching of Chassidus and the Kabbalah of the Torah. The Rebbe references, that's the Likutei Torah and Vayikra, in the Bir al Divra Maskel, the Shabbos Perik, the Sajbis Perik, Einshop. So, the Rebbe says, look, this is true for every person. So how much more so? Someone, Rebbe is addressing him now. By divine providence, Hashem has brought about, made it in such a way that you learned a little bit of Chassidus. So this is a more stringent command of our sages for you, that you must continue learning Chassidus. On the other hand, the Rebbe says, don't think that you cannot be successful in that part of Torah. When you really want to, you're going to be successful in this study even more than the revealed part of Torah. It's harder. It's more difficult to get to. But if you put yourself into this, you'll be successful. Because that is called the inner, the Kabbalah, the inner part, the esoteric part of Torah, is called the tree of life. In the Zohar, it refers to it as tree of life. And that means that there is no hold for the other side. It's only holiness. As explained at length in the Holy Letters of the Alter Rebbe, in chapter 26, in the Kuntres Eitz Chaim to the Rebbe Rashab. Although the opposition of the Eitz Zohar is very strong, the Eitz Zohar doesn't want you to learn Chassidus, so he gives all kinds of reasoning, I guess. And the Rebbe says, a lot of times, the Yetzer Hara forgoes additions in other things. He's trying very hard. Don't learn Chassidus. Don't tie yourself to the tree of life, Yetzer Hara, because that's very meaningful. And the Rebbe says, the reason why the Yetzer Hara is so strong is because it is such a holy and such a special study. So the Rebbe says, no excuses, basically. You know, you have to study Chassidus. And the Rebbe also says, if you study it, you'll be successful. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you keep the three classes that are equal for everyone, that the instituted by father-in-law, Chumash, Tilim, and Tanya, that are known. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing. So Rebbe encourages very strongly to learn Chassidus, to be successful in Chassidus. And the Rebbe says, if you want to, you must learn, based it on the Gemara and everything else, that this is an absolute necessity.